The Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins this week, which means the faithful will be fasting from dawn to dusk. The idea is for Muslims to reflect on what it's like to go hungry and to share food and charity with those less fortunate. It's also a time for celebrating with family and friends, especially in Egypt, which boasts Ramadan traditions that are unique in the Muslim world. Still, as NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports, some think the holy month has become an exercise in excess.
Ahmad Sunni and his apprentice work on brightly colored tin and glass lanterns, thousands of which are for sale along this narrow medieval street in Cairo. To Sunni, nothing heralds the holy month of Ramadan more than these lanterns. Called fanus in Arabic, they are lit with candles or bulbs and are displayed in doorways and on balconies across Egypt. Sunni's employer, Magdi Abul Azab, says he has a growing clientele outside Egypt who've adopted his nation's lantern tradition, most recently from Libya. His workers can barely keep up with the demand, crafting about 50 lanterns every day that cost from $1 to $700. But their work will grind to a halt when the fasting month begins, highlighting another less desirable tradition here called the Ramadan effect. Each year, the Egyptian economy slumps during the holy month. Workdays are cut short and production and stock performance drop. At the same time, public consumption skyrockets, meaning more imports. Some of the additional goods go to the needy, like Islam prescribes. Colorful tents packed with free food are set up all over Cairo by private individuals and charities. But unbridled feasting goes on at home, too, says political sociologist Saeed Sadek.
We have 30 days of Christmas Eve, full of banquets and food. Egypt consumes three times its normal food consumption during the month of Ramadan.
Sadek says Egyptians also sit glued to their televisions on Ramadan nights, watching the numerous soap operas and historical dramas unveiled here during this time of year.
And so the people, for 1 month, they are semi-drugged by media, by food, banquets that are being held, you know, because religion advises that it is better that people eat together.
This year, the Egyptian government has added a new twist, declaring it is turning back clocks just for Ramadan. That way, people end their fast an hour earlier than they would otherwise. Daylight savings will return once Ramadan ends. The time change makes spice salesman Hossam Adin Mohammed uncomfortable. He wonders why Egypt is the only country creating a time zone for the holiday. Mohammed said he hopes it doesn't violate Islamic law. Still, he's certain he and other Egyptians celebrate Ramadan the way the Prophet Muhammad intended.
Of course we eat a lot, but that's part of the family spirit. One night it's at my place, the next night at my sister's, and another night at my mother-in-law's house.
Even the more conservative religious groups support the Egyptian festivities. Ali Abdul Fattah is a spokesman for the Muslim Brotherhood, a political movement which is officially banned in Egypt.
Certainly our message to Egyptians during Ramadan is no excessive food and no excessive partying or staying up way too late, because that's hated by Islam.
But he says he feels Egyptians are more pious during Ramadan now than in years gone by. Fattah says even the belly dancers who used to dance for tourists during Ramadan now abstain. He says instead they sponsor food tents for the poor on the streets. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
As it happens, Egypt is now one of many countries considered vulnerable to food shortages. Grain prices are climbing. That's a consequence of a drought and massive wildfires in the countryside of Russia. It's a global market for grain, so a problem in one place affects every place. Wheat prices have risen by almost 70% since June. Some people in southern European countries could face trouble, and those countries have already had severe cuts in social services because of a budget crisis. An analyst says the Middle East and North Africa, especially Egypt, may also face danger.